So Congress expected finally to vote on that $38 billion continuing resolution, which keeps the government operating, the 2011 budget, and the cuts, the details of which we really didn't know about until they began to leak out earlier this week, include the defunding of high-speed rail, which made me think of our project Transportation Nation and our colleague Andrea Bernstein, who's the director of our project Transportation Nation, jointly funded by The Takeaway and WNYC Radio. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I thought of you immediately because when they announced that high-speed rail was fully defunded in this $38 billion continuing resolution, it just seemed to me the whole thing that began with so much kind of visionary energy went down without a whimper. What do you think about all that?
Well, you can pick your metaphor now. You know, the train stalled in the station, Congress has hit the brakes, trains going nowhere, high-speed rail derailed. High-speed rail has been sort of one of the canaries in the coal mine of government spending. We saw it with Governor Scott Walker in Wisconsin, Governor Rick Scott in Florida, Governor John Kasich in Ohio. These are the very states that are having fights over unionization, fights over what a government should spend. And they started by saying, we don't want the high-speed rail money. We think this project is pie in the sky. We think it's a waste of money. We think it'll never work. We're sending the money back. And when there was an opportunity to make a stand in Congress, it's one of the first programs that went. Now, I should say there's the USDOT still has some money. They have the money that Rick Scott gave back to them, although not all of it, because Congress took some of that back too, but they still have $2 billion to hand out over the course of this year to some of the projects. Hey. After that, cupboards are bare.
Andrea Bernstein is director of our project Transportation Nation, and we're talking about how the high-speed rail visionary program of President Barack Obama. Let's listen to the State of the Union address from January 25th of this year.
Within 25 years, our goal is to give 80% of Americans access to high-speed rail. This could allow you to go places in half the time it takes to travel by car. For some trips, it'll be faster than flying, without the pat-down.
Andrew, I'm going to get on Amtrak and go down to D.C. later today, and I'm going to be thinking the whole way down, I'm never going to ride on a train that's much faster than this Acela. You'd referred to the fact that governors are giving back this high-speed rail money as though it's like plutonium or something. Is the president just sort of coming to the political reality here, or did he never really have much of a commitment to this to begin with?
Well, I think he had a big commitment. He mentioned it in both of his States of the Union, initially when, and all of this sort of started with the stimulus way back when they were putting money in. And Congress was only going to ask for about $1 billion. And Rahm Emanuel went down to the conference committee and, put in another, made it $8 billion, which made it into something real that they could go around the country and start talking about. So, yes, I think the president was, committed to it, but the calculation seems to have been that they need to, live to fight another day, and that they weren't going to win this one now, so they were just going to sort of take the $2 billion, nurse it, hand it out, and try to keep some of these programs going. Now, the problem is, in, say like California, which is actually building a high-speed rail system and has it on the books and it's going, and it has $9 billion from the state of California, and it's got $3 billion from the federal government. It's got all kinds of private sector companies interested. The state of California, at some point, you can't just sort of starve the system, and there's sort of nervousness in the high-speed rail community because the way these big projects work is you never get $40 billion all at once from the federal government. You get a few billion out over the years. And if you stop that flow, then the sort of, private sector companies pack up their marbles and go home. And there's a lot of disgust in these big infrastructure companies because the U.S. can't make up its mind. And they're like, we're going to go to Europe, we're going to go to China, where we know that if we start investment and we start to build something, it'll get built.
Well, Andrea Bernstein, let me just ask you, oftentimes President Obama linked the original announcement of these high-speed rail projects with jobs, with the stimulus, because it was going to employ people and be sort of a new deal in terms of putting people back to work on them. Maybe now that the economy is recovering in other ways, that's one of the reasons why the high-speed rail initiative has lost steam.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's I think the analysis from the Republican governors that I've heard and the members of Congress that I've heard talk about high-speed rail is that they just do not believe government spending is the way to create jobs, period. They don't believe the way to create jobs is for government to spend less and to lower taxes, and that's what's going to stimulate the economy. Now, there's obviously huge economic debate about whether that's the right idea, but
although
their view, and they're sticking to it.
You're not going to get the private sector to come up with a high-speed rail system. I mean, you know, this isn't like the turn of the 20th century where the private sector railroads, you know, built the subways in New York. I mean, it's a whole different world. I mean, where does this – you said live to fight another day, but I'm wondering if this high-speed rail in the United States – you know, ends up as this kind of visionary hocus pocus of, you know, people, you know, going to the TED conference talking about the future that we'll never see.
Well, maybe. I mean, I think that I don't think that there was champagne glasses raised all around yesterday. But, you know, the earliest analysis coming out of the House was that the program was killed entirely, that the Congress had taken back the $2 billion that it had already given out, that the DOT was in the process of distributing the Florida money, plus another $3 billion.
Quickly,
so,
then.
You know, and there was all this spin from the Congress that, you know, we cut it more than they actually cut it, and spin from the administration, it was cut less than it was. But there is a little bit of money, and, you know, I think that the argument that proponents of high-speed rail make is that it makes such economic sense, particularly as gas is getting to $4 a gallon, potentially to $5 a gallon.
Well, that may be the argument that brings it back.
Have alternatives.
Right.
And that
Andrea Bernstein, director of our project Transportation Nation, about high-speed rail, gone but not forgotten.